Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
The funniest memory you have of each other. That we're allowed to talk about.
Oh,
let me tell you.
Yeah, your story.
I'm not allowed to talk about banner.
I'm like, why the is that?
In the next segment, we're going to see if Lucy can outrun this lion. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Life's a Pitch with me, Lucy Quinn, and Rusha Littlejohn. We're finally back.
How are you? It's been a while.
I feel like you've been missing from my life.
I have a little bit. But it was nice to be reunited at camp, obviously, so I've seen you, not that long ago, but now it's nice to see you on the reg every other week.
Back in the studio.
Yeah. You look glowing. Look so tanned. So tanned.
Okay, that's just an out-and-out lie.
Yeah, it was a lie. It was a lie.
Freckles.
Yeah. Where did you get the top from? Obviously, I didn't know why you were wearing the top.
Yeah, you're a rubbish friend, honestly. Lifelong Palace fan. FA Cup final. Mm-hmm. Huge day at Wembley. Smash Villa, which is always nice because play for Blues. And you're like, oh, why are you wearing a Palace shirt?
You know, I've been all over the women's football scene this weekend.
But that's not what I've been. Football.
No. Yeah. I actually patched it all.
Because we've spoken about this before. Men's football wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Just leave it to the women. Uh-huh.
So Palace got beat 7-1. The women's team yesterday. I don't know if you were focused on the guys, but that's what happened to the women's team. That's a bit of a stinky.
Well, this is also like showing support to them because that is a shame that they've just gone straight back down. Mm-hmm. Especially like the club on the men's side and the club in general doing so well. And then, but that's how hard it is to stay in that league.
That's it. It just shows you though the kind of the levels of the WSL and where teams in the championship like need to get to. But I do think they were wrong at the start of the season, how they went about it.
Why?
I think they should have been a bit more cautious.
Yeah.
Be hard to beat. Because I get you want to go in and implement your own style and get after teams and all that, but it's a level above, and I think it's just been a bit cautious and respective of that. So it'll be interesting to see what lies ahead and who gets promoted. But we'll get into that in a while.
Don't peek too soon.
We'll lose viewers.
Anything else with you that you want to catch us up on?
Oh, just, you know,
what would you like to know?
So, currently living in Dublin.
Nice.
In a beautiful spot, though. Yeah. I will say that Shamrock Rovers have looked after me. Mm-hmm. They've put me up in a great spot. They obviously know I'm very happy by the sea.
Yeah. Your stories are driving me mad. Like, every day you're in, like, an unbelievable spot.
No, this is right outside my door.
I know.
Yeah.
And you normally do that with me. Yeah. And I have to sit in Birmingham next to the canal that has, like, a trolley in it.
Get in.
And you're fresh water swimming.
Look, what we'll do is you'll finish up soon, so we'll get you over for a wee weekend, go for a swim. You can vlog.
Yeah.
Vlog a game, and then we can go for a swim and maybe a couple of ciders if we're allowed.
No, just a swim.
So, yeah. But yeah, Steph Roach, actually, in fairness to Stephanie Roach. Puskas nominee.
Oh, yeah.
Steph Roach, yeah. She's sorted this out for me a bit, so thanks to Steph. So I'm happy and content. Is my living situation very comfortable, settled in now, been there a good few weeks, nearly 2 months.
A while now, yeah. So that's not mad how quick that's gone.
Mental.
I can't believe it's like the end of the season.
I'm nearly 40.
Mental.
I know, I don't look it. That's what you're all thinking. And I need my Botox done.
You do look about 23. It's incredible.
Well, my Botox needs done, but I thought I'm just going to let my muscles come back, work them a little bit before I paralyze them again. Now and again. So, you know.
To be fair, when I saw you on camp, I thought, oh, she looks great. And now we're back in here with these lights. I can see every wrinkle.
You don't mean that.
No, I don't.
You're being nasty. But yeah, that's it. Living in Dublin, playing for Shamrock Rovers. I don't know what else to update you on. Anything else you want to ask?
I don't even know where to start. I feel like I haven't seen you in years. But I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah. No, that's nice. living situation, very happy. You know me, water, calm, yeah. happy place.
Coffee.
Zen, coffee.
Outside.
So that's a bit of me, so that's good. We'll touch on it. Ireland and Irish football as a whole right now.
Okay.
Is something that I'm feeling very passionate about. You know, I'm very passionate towards Ireland, and obviously we both play for Ireland and
growing the game.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I just feel like in terms of like the league and the football set up facilities, fastest growing sport in Ireland and in the world.
Yeah.
We have to focus on it because we're actually falling really far behind right now, and it's really frustrating for me right now.
Yeah.
And sad to see, because I really care about it. And I just, we need investment. We need help. We need to push the game on. There's young players there right now, and some good young players coming through. But
yeah, you don't want them to slip through the net because of the structure of everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But is that not another part of you being over there as well, is to not, you know, like cover up these hurdles that we're facing? It's to like address them. Mm-hmm. And help like people from up, people above in the leagues. Like, this is where I've been. This is what I've done.
Yeah,
this is what needs to change.
The thing I think interesting right now, it's like, oh, that's great that Russia's playing and shining a light on the league. But I'm like, by doing what? What are we doing? Just because a player came over and is playing in the league
isn't enough.
That's not great. What does that actually mean? It doesn't mean that the league's at a great level or it's at a great standard. Doesn't mean that at all. I'm there playing minutes right now. Is what I'm doing. But while I'm there, I'd like to help grow the league.
Yeah.
But when do these conversations start? Like, because it's so far behind.
Well, that's what you're there to do, no?
Well, hopefully, bring this to light. Hopefully this podcast can help bring this to light. And we can get the ball rolling.
It'd be nice for it to do something good.
Yeah.
It's just been chaos so far, to be honest.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's for me right now. I'm like, oh, there's so much work that needs to be done.
Yeah.
So
we can touch on all that, to be fair. Mm-hmm. We'll touch a little bit on the Champions League. Big week in the Champions League.
Exciting. Do you know what's funny? That we've just rocked up to the podcast at the crunch end of the season.
Yeah.
We're all excited things ahead.
We'll have a holiday and now everything's kicking off. Promotion. Yeah. I'm like, we're back.
Champions League final, we're back. Euros, hello.
Trip to Lisbon, hi, we're back.
Yeah. No, guess what?
What?
Oh, no.
What have you done?
Right,
you booked a holiday.
No, I've not booked a holiday. I've got a game Saturday.
No,
don't get me started. Don't get me started on who thought we'll plan these fixtures in the League of Ireland, because that'll be great, and we'll play the league all through the summer when the Euros are on, when the Champions League's on. So basically, I need to get out of one game. How we're going to do that right now, I don't know, but we'll work our way around it.
You're going to have to like tactically roll an ankle or something.
Okay. We didn't say that. Mental.
So when does your season end?
How can there be a league? A non-professional league, right? And we thought, we'll start the league now and we'll play it all during summer. Yeah. And we'll play it all through the Euros.
When you want the fans to travel to the games.
It's just mental. Like, there's these big competitions going on, but and it's not a professional league. So to turn around and have a go, probably a player to leave and go on holiday, I don't really think you've got a leg to stand on. Because let's be honest, people are getting paid from clubs absolute pennies, pittance. So why would you not, in summertime, go recharge and go on a 2-week holiday? I couldn't give out to a player for that. It's not a professional league.
Why is it in the summer?
I don't bloody know. I don't know.
You're not asked these questions.
I need somebody to speak to.
You're obviously busy. Everyone's swimming in the sea.
I'm just like that swimming. Like, why the fuck is this?
First beef of the news.
I'm swimming at the Champions League final.
I'll see you in Lisbon. I'll be up in first class.
Yeah,
probably not. Rider, whatever.
But just stuff like that, and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, that's mental. We're gonna have to talk about that off air because I'm not happy.
Yeah, we'll get something sorted.
Right, well, let's calm down.
I'll get an Ullaban. It's fine. Webs. What's an Ullaban to Russia here?
Add it to the Wikipedia page. We'll get some questions going. From the fans, hopefully.
Okay.
Don't know why we've agreed to do that, because they'll just ask us anything we have to answer.
We can kind of pick, though, within reason.
No, obviously, not allowed to do that.
Fair. Okay.
We're a real podcast here.
Never have we ever.
There's no... Two truths and a lie. Okay. So we'll deal with that. It's got loads to get through. So much to catch up on. You're enjoying your cappuccino.
Yeah.
The cappuccino.
Quite nice. Quite good. Yeah,
good, because you're going to need it, because we're back.
Let's go.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about the big move. My Twitter was going crazy. Everyone was buzzing. A little announcement video.
Yeah.
Walking around, and then bam, Shamrock Rovers, Rusha Littlejohn, Irish legend.
Well, I feel like the cat was kind of out the bag early on. It was like...
I saw some rumours.
So it was basically, it got to me deciding it was either Steph Roach actually approached me a while back and was like, you up for it? And I was like, I don't think that's what I want to do yet, kind of. And as it went on, you know, like January window, quite a tough window.
It's the toughest window, yeah.
So it was kind of like, right, what am I going to do? I'd actually asked a few clubs to actually just train with them, and yeah, I wasn't allowed. Obviously, I've got such a bad reputation, or I'm just too beautiful, that they couldn't let me through
the
doors.
They were threatened.
Yeah. And then I kind of had spoke to Anya Gorman and then Steph again. It kind of got the ball rolling. So it was sitting at like Shamrock Rovers or going over to Sweden.
Okay.
Which I was actually, the Sweden move, I was really actually interested in, because I thought, okay, it's probably a physical league, yeah, probably a bit more tempo.
Yeah.
And they're Scandinavian countries. I played in Norway before.
They've always had strong leagues, yeah, to be fair, out there.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed my time in Norway, yeah, and I thought, right, okay. And then basically it was a 3G pitch, and they train on the 3G pitch, and they play on the 3G pitches, yeah, and there's a lot of them throughout the league, and I was just like, my Achilles won't hold up here. It's different. See, if it's the newer surface, I'm actually okay on that, but the older surface,
the flat ones,
it's not going to work for me. So I knew right away it was going to be, and then you're going and maybe going into a foreign country and try to be like, oh, I have to be managed. And then it's probably like, I have to be managed even more because this is like concrete.
Yeah.
And then
how they feel about that.
Yeah.
Because if you're someone that doesn't know and trust you, which is obviously a problem that you've had before.
Yeah.
It looks like you're just rocking up and creating your own training schedule. But actually, it's what's like best for you.
Yeah.
So that's difficult.
Yeah. So I knew then, speaking to Rovers, that they were actually okay.
Yeah, well, they know you, I guess. Yeah.
And the way they train over there, it's exactly what I would do here.
Yeah.
So I train 3 nights. And play a game. So that's all I normally do on my feet anyway. So I was like, that works out well. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, great, go to Ireland. I love Ireland. I've never obviously spent holidays and stuff and periods of time in Ireland. Yeah. But I was like, I get to go now, play in the league, see what it's all about. So it was kind of like quite straightforward. Mm-hmm. And obviously I was like, I can fly back and forth, do the podcast.
That's a big thing. Obviously you'd miss me. You can't be too far. Sweden's a bit too far.
Yeah. That would have been too much.
I don't think I would have forgiven you.
So... that was it. It was kind of a straightforward decision in the end.
To be fair, when we spoke about it at first, you were obviously quite excited about like living in Dublin and like being in Ireland and stuff. There's like a massive pull in that, like, that makes you want to go there. So how have you found like the club and everything so far? Obviously, it's great to see you playing, by the way, and some unbelievable free kicks. I don't know who you think you are. If you've been watching me in training or whatever, but every time I open my phone to check the results or whatever, it's just videos of you, just top bins.
See, that's the thing, like here, I would love to be on free kicks, but there's always been this thing of, there's obviously a bit of a hierarchy on who's on them. And then I would actually go, how often do I actually get to stay behind the training and do extras?
Practice,
I don't, because I need to get off feet. I'm like, oh, that's enough. That's enough. So there's a bit of that. It's nice, like a few nights ago, getting to practice some free kicks because my Achilles were quite good. And I think there's a bit of the girls are kind of like, who's this old bag? Oh, we'll just let her have a chat.
Yeah,
there's a bit of that because I remember the first free kick and I was like, oh, who's on it? And they were like,
anyone
just
have
kind
any...
of oh, up whoever's for grabs.
Fancying it.
And they were like, oh, on you go. So I was like, cool.
Were you not worried that you might like pop a hip or something? It was about 30 yards out.
I thought, I'll just hit this one, see what happens. Right. Hopefully less running. Do you know what I mean? That's why. But yeah, nice goal, whatever. But the league itself is, it's got a lot of work to get to. Like obviously I'm nearly 94, so I've played a lot of football in a few different countries. And I want to see the Irish league grow.
It's a big club as well over there, do you know what I mean?
Shamrock Rovers are a massive club in Ireland.
So if there's, you know, going to be a club like leading the way, then you'd hope that that's what they plan to do.
That's what I want to see happen. Obviously, they kind of took, a couple of years ago, they kind of took like the reins and like, let's kind of make this, we're not full time, but let's try and make it as, let's try and make it as professional as we can. And now I'm going, right, we can push this even more. Because they've got some of the foundations are in place. So there's no reason why they can't. And it's good to see they've got so many young girls in there coming through. It's mad, like, when you see them all training. They're connected to, like, loads of surrounding clubs and they come out and they train. And it's like, there's going to be no shortage of talent coming through.
Good.
But now we need to support and help the girls to put them in the best possible position.
Because also, otherwise, it's always been the way that players like that have had to go abroad. And obviously that doesn't always work out because... I don't know, it's difficult for younger players to obviously go and be away from home, but also you don't want that. Like, you want Ireland to be producing and retaining unbelievable players and attract people, so it works both ways.
So there's a great argument in Ireland right now about the younger players going overseas. Mm. And there's this thing right now where people are like, oh, well, they shouldn't because they're not playing. And I get that, but I've almost been like, you have to go over and get a taste of it.
Yeah, you have to.
But now I'm like, why would you turn down a full-time contract when it's your job? So keep in mind, these girls in Ireland right now, they're working.
Yeah.
Or they're in education.
And then training in the evenings.
They're coming to training. I done that when I lived in Scotland for the period of time.
Oh, yeah, we've all done that, but we're like, old. Uh-huh. That was before. We couldn't vote or anything.
So why would you now, why would you not go abroad when it's full-time? Yeah. You're in that elite environment set up, getting a taste of it. You're getting paid for it.
It's also just life.
It's
you've got to grow up. You've got experience. Mm-hmm. You've got to meet people.
Yeah, but my point is, why would you stay?
Yeah.
Then why would you stay? Well, I get if you get to club and get out on loan, great. But you can't then just, I get why people are wanting to leave Ireland.
Yeah.
I understand that. So in Ireland, we have to do more.
Yeah.
We have to do more.
We're not doing enough to say, actually, it's more beneficial for you to stay right now.
Yeah.
So that's what's got to be changed, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah. So you've got loads more games to go.
Plenty of games to go. Like I said, it's running through the summer.
She's choking.
It's running through the summer, which is fantastic. Because I don't even like holidays.
Yeah,
especially already time off.
No. Or being with family.
No,
who needs it?
No, I don't like that. So that's perfect.
You so signed up for it. Not thinking
I
about
actually looked at the fixtures and I was like, brilliant, there's a month off in June and July. But turns out there's an All-Ireland Cup then where teams, you play teams from the north.
You've got to read the small print.
Perfect.
Great, I'll be there.
Perfect. So that's that. And we'll, plenty of games, cool. But yeah, no, on a serious note, I want Rovers to now be the kind of, and to me, I look at it, obviously I was in Scotland and I was at Glasgow City.
Mm-hmm.
And before Celtic and Rangers got involved, City have been at the top and they still are actually right up there.
Yeah, they are actually.
And I look at Rovers and I'm like, we can literally copy the blueprint.
Yeah,
it's all there for you.
Yeah.
And on that Ireland, I'm looking and I'm going, let's start copying what other countries have done.
Yeah.
Let's start pushing it on.
Mm.
Do we want to just be there or thereabouts? We need to push on now and it's time.
You know what they say, if you always do the same thing, you'll always get the same results. So at some point, they're going to have to say like, right, this is how it's been done elsewhere. Like, there's no shame in that.
Yeah. And I understand, like, the FAI are in a lot of debt.
Yeah.
That's no secret. Everyone knows that. But there's still things
this is.
Look at Ireland. Ireland, like, where I'm based right now, I'm driving about Dublin. You forget how actually big Dublin is.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful place. Successful people. Sports stars.
Yeah.
Businessmen, women.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell they're doing. Boxing, rugby, jockeys.
Athletics.
All of it. Like, and you're looking and going, women's football is the fastest growing sport in the bloody world. Massive. Why are we not investing?
This is how we're going to get out of debt. It's going to take a long old time.
Oh, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. You've got to spend money to make money, Roosh. That's what I've always said.
That's it.
That's why I still don't own anything. But listen,
it's got to be done.
Yeah.
We'll get there. But look, we're here spreading the good word. Wait, see me never play for Ireland again. Damn it.
We joke, but we're like, right, so moving on to the Champions League. Obviously, it's the level that we should be playing at, but we're not because we're busy with other things.
We've got podcasts.
Such as podcasts.
Yeah.
Can't be everywhere at once. Yeah. You've seen the games. Big result for Arsenal. What a game. Not so great for Chelsea. Got any predictions, any thoughts, any feelings?
For the final? We'll touch on the semis first. Let's go to the semis.
We'll talk about the semis.
You've got a semi over there yourself, don't you? Speaking about this. Sorry. The first game.
Yeah.
I was at a barbecue, so I'm kind of slightly trying to watch it on my phone. Seen all the goals and stuff like that. And to me, you're just like, what the hell is going on in Spain? Why is Barcelona that good? Why and how do they move the ball that quick? Again, blueprint, why are we not going and watching what the hell they're doing over there?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, because like they have got the best.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken the best from every country, haven't they? Which obviously is always going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Happens in men's football, blah, blah, blah. But Chelsea, great team. Like physical players, quick players. And Barcelona players are gliding past them. And I'm like, that's the one thing I thought they would. You know when someone's popping the ball around you and you're like, right, we've just got to stay in here. Can't go chasing. Because obviously, technically, they're unbelievable. But like physically, they were just like breezing past people. And I'm thinking, these players, Chelsea players, are not slow.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened there. But
I mean, if you actually look at the Barcelona squad, yes, they've got a few foreigners in, but the majority are Spanish international players.
Yeah.
And they are frightened how they move the ball, how they work together. I mean, that Bournemouth goal, it's like, I think Chelsea will look back at that and they'll be actually really frustrated with themselves.
Yeah, 100%. But that's what I mean. She glides past them.
She glides by. You've seen Eve Charles trying to slide.
She goes to floor.
Was it Erin Cuthbert tracking her? And then she's coming. I can't mind if it was Erin or who it was. Needs to see it back. But then she decides to run to the box and Millie Bright's going to come out.
Yeah.
And it was almost just like a wee bit delayed.
Yeah.
It looks a wee bit delayed.
I'm
and
sure.
Then Bournemouth gets enough power behind it.
What a shot.
Scores at Hannah Hampton's near post. But you're looking at it and it was just like, you're like, surely not.
Yeah, no.
Surely not.
Was that quite early as well? I can't even remember because we were on the way back from the game.
I don't know what the time of the goal was, but yeah, it's in the first half. Yeah, earlier on. But it's just like, that was effortless.
Yeah.
And then you see some of the goals and I think Chelsea will be going, oh, we've not really had a great account of ourselves.
They'll
be
fuming.
8-2.
Yeah.
8-2 on aggregate.
Yeah, mental. And also like, that was that little mix up at the back where like Neve is trying to like protect it. She wants Hannah to come out. They just get another goal. That's not normally an occurrence for the Chelsea girls. So they're going to be like fuming with that. But obviously Lucy Bronze, I imagine, must have taken it very hard. She wants to go win everything.
Yeah.
But surely she knows.
I mean, that's what I would love to hear, like the opinions. Like if we could just get Lucy Bronze and Kira Walsh and just like,
come on down.
We'll look after you girls.
Yeah.
Buy your
coffee.
And actually get their opinions on like, because they've been there and done it.
That's what I mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they know exactly the levels or where, what it's like at Barcelona.
Yeah, what is it? What is the magic formula? Because we can all sit here and talk about it, the way they train or the way they play or this, that and the other, but England should be catching up at some point.
I mean, you can't say they're not.
No.
They've had two clubs in the semi-finals of the Champions League.
But
you've got the Lionesses leading the way right now in Europe.
But what is that magic extra little step that needs to be done in the next few years, is what I mean.
You can look at it, and Lyon were once the champions, and obviously every team's got a set of period of their reign.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then now it's Barcelona's time.
Yeah.
But you're looking going, wow, they are frightening. I don't think we've seen a team play how they play and so well. It's unbelievable to watch.
So good.
Which then takes
I mean, obviously, we were at the final last year.
Yeah.
And even just like the pace of the game, like live, because it's one thing when you're watching it on TV, isn't it? But like when you're there and you're watching them, you're like, they're not even human. Like the way they play is just, unbelievable. Yeah. So bring this on to Arsenal, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck, guys.
So honest prediction before the game, what did you think was going to happen?
Like I did think it would be a good game, but obviously it was away at Lyon. So I'm thinking, is this mountain a bit too big to climb here? So I don't want to say that I didn't think that they could do it, but I did not expect them to blow them away the way they did. And obviously a nice early goal like helps, but they didn't slow down. There was no like, okay, once we've gone ahead, let's just sit in now. And I think that was the right thing to do. Just you've got players like Caitlin Ford or Russo, like just pepper them, pin them back. Game plan worked, I guess.
It did. It did. sorry. Basically, before the game, I was actually like, so see the last game, watching the last game, and it was like people were kind of like, oh, Lyon, you can see Lyon can just go up through the gears if they want. But I was actually like, Arsenal actually had a lot of chances.
Yeah.
And if they were a bit more ruthless and clinical, they could have taken the chances. So you're going, And obviously they're going into this game going, we've beat Lyon before. Yeah. We battered them before a couple of years back. So they obviously had that belief. And when the game started, you're looking going, oh, it was a bit like end-to-end at first.
Yeah.
And both goalkeepers had a wee bit of nightmares. Yeah. And you're going, geez, it's edgy. And then next thing, Arsenal just calmed down. Watching it, I was like, Lyon were all over the gaff in their press. It's like they were almost like oh, reacting to Arsenal playing out. Like, and I think Arsenal realised they had so much more time and space than they maybe thought.
Yeah.
And then the timing of the goals, fantastic. Right before halftime, right after halftime.
Perfect.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I think every Arsenal player was quality.
Yeah.
You can't really
argue. On a day like that, you need everyone to have an 8 or a 9 out of 10 performance all over. And to be fair, like I feel like they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
A few dodgy moments from the keeper, like you said.
Yeah. But I mean, you can't really take anything away from Arsenal. Credit to them. They've got themselves. I mean, their season is been a bit of a shambles and in the league and stuff like that. Cups.
Been a lot of change.
But I think they'll be going right now. Credit to Rennie Slayers. For getting them into the position that they are.
Yeah.
And I think in that squad, none of them will be caring right now. They'll be going, we've got our Champions League final.
Yeah, yes, but is that how you approach it? Do you say, okay, this is a step in the right direction? Because obviously you want to win.
Yeah.
They're not sat thinking like, oh, we're just happy for the day out to be in the final. Like, they want to beat Barca.
Yeah, but obviously I'm saying they've got there.
Yeah.
But now it's like, yeah, I think all of us sitting going, oh, geez, it's Barca. They beat Chelsea 8-2. Mm. But I think in Arsenal's head, they'll be going, well, we've got a final and anything can happen in a final. It's one game, anything 90 minutes, 90 plus minutes, whatever. But you're sitting there as Arsenal manager. How the hell are you approaching that game?
I'm going to have a word with the referees to see if I can play with 14 players on the pitch instead of 11.
Yeah.
Because there's just no way to keep them quiet otherwise. What else am I doing? I'm giving everyone a week off training to say, look, I want you fresh in bed all day, every day. No, I don't know. How do you set up? They were in like a bit of a 4-3-3 Arsenal in the semi. Or have I got that wrong?
Don't look at me. I wasn't looking at tactics.
I just said that to get it sound good on the podcast. Obviously, they've got an unbelievable front three when they all come together. For me, like, Alessia Russo has been Women's Player of the Year by far.
Yeah.
Like, some of her performances, unbelievable. And she did that again in the semi-final in terms of she's not just a goal scorer and a runner. At times, she's pinning Renard and protecting the ball and sitting and laying off and rolling. And she did that so well for England against France. And I wonder if she had that in the back of her mind, like, right, let's go again. Let's do it again type thing. Yeah. She was unbelievable. So for me, it's just maybe making it a little transitional in a way. Barcelona love to play. They love to have possession of the ball. And not go long, not a long ball game, but actually, can we cause them havoc with our front three and just be direct, win corners? Just try and like stifle them in the first parts of the game, I think is how I'd go for it.
I get you're like Arsenal and they're like, they want to go and play their game, but I look and I go, can you?
No.
Can you?
Not the whole game, this is what I'm saying.
I get there's moments, goal kicks, throw-ins, stuff like that. Go get against them, press. But then I would be like, just get good shape, good block, and try and frustrate them.
Yeah.
Because
this is what I'm saying.
Why go toe-to-toe with Barcelona? Yeah. They've been there. They've been to finals before. They've won finals. Yeah. Why do it? Do you know what I mean? Why? But I don't know. It would be really interesting to see.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to be. The thoughts of the girls in the team. Yeah. Like, how do they see it? What do they actually think? But it's going to make for a great final anyway.
Well, we won't know.
Well, I'll get a game.
Because you won't be there.
Would you come watch my game instead?
Probably not, no.
No.
I'll call you from Lisbon.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Understandable. But but credit to Arsenal.
Yeah,
They've got themselves there. Yeah. I wonder if the players like Mariona Caldenti coming in and Chloe Kelly have just kind of gave them a bit of
rejuvenized.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, like, what a goal. Have we not spoken about that?
Do you want to tell you a secret? I was at a coffee shop today.
Right.
And then she rocked up and I was like, because I don't think she knows shit.
Were you starstruck?
I was just like, oh, hiya.
Did you say hello?
I seen Leah Vaulty, so I just went and said hi to Wally.
Right.
I had a wee catch-up, and then she got in the car, and I went, congrats on last night. And she said, fuck off, freak.
No photos today, it's my day off, no photos. And you're like, no, I'm not a fan. Why did you not bring her along? Could I have the podcast?
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming they're going in for recovery or something like that. So I'll leave them to it.
I mean, what a goal.
Oh, she gets some power on it for
digs it out.
Caressing it in.
Caress.
Sweet caress. But she gets some power on it.
And then it's just like, there are like four bodies in the way. And it just goes around all of them to the top corner. I was like, you're taking the piss.
Great finish.
Taking the piss.
Even having the likes of Hard there, who knows, experience. Barcelona inside out.
Yeah, maybe that helps.
Could that work in their favour? I don't know. But it's going to be a tough day for Arsenal to keep the likes of that Barcelona team in general quiet. So, but look, they've got themselves to the final. Good luck to them. It's going to be great day. Great spectacle.
Would you like to see them win it?
I wouldn't go that far. I think you're getting a bit ahead of yourself.
Getting a bit carried away.
You're getting a bit carried away there. But no, I think it's great, again, for for English football
Of course.
To keep growing
that
game. It's come so far. And now you had the Euros. You've got Euros coming up.
Yeah.
But it's great. And then you've got the likes of... There's some good girls in that team that you know, and you're like, good luck to them.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to see
And we've got our captain in the team that we know, so is that great for Irish football too?
Oh, 100%.
And that's sort of, can we keep cracking on? So, who knows?
No, I completely agree.
Why you laugh?
That's nice. Just you make me laugh. It's nice to be back. I'm looking at you and I'm thinking...
So mature.
What a loser. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've missed her.
Fair enough.
Do we want to talk a little bit about any's comments?
Aye.
Or do we not set you off?
No, like, so I missed the comments at first, and then there was a lot of noise being made about it, and I thought, oh, I better have a look at this.
Yeah. See, as we are women's football.
Yeah.
Journalists, I suppose.
But I kind of thought, when I looked at it, I was like...
Yeah.
I feel like she said what she said, and then it's been grabbed, boom, and that's the headline. Fine. And then you look and you go, right, if there's one person you probably shouldn't be speaking about, is Ian Wright for everything he's done for women's football.
100%. This is the
biggest fan.
First thing I said to Bex, he will be someone that has fought in his corner for a long time. I just thought it was a bit strange of all the people
that's what she's done,
what came out of it.
And then another thing is like blocking opportunities for like female and women's football. And then you go, well, it's kind of like that argument's like then, well, so should it just be men doing men's football?
Yeah.
And it goes back to that thing. That's not what we're wanting. Yeah. So it's a bit like, I think she said that she's not really thought about what she said, then she's backtracking. But the interesting one for me is Ian Wright turning around and saying, I can't accept the apology. But I'm like, has he said that because she's went through socials and done it and not actually picked up the phone to him directly?
Yeah,
I mean, that would be the only thing that I could think of. Or is it because he's went, well, I've hung my neck out for you how many times?
Yeah, maybe.
And this is how you repay me.
Maybe.
I don't know. But
we'll never know.
Silly.
Again, feel free to come on, guys.
Yeah. Have a seat. Come join us.
We'll talk it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought that was a bit strange. The only thing I'd say about it really is that I agree with what you said. I've said this many times in... It was always about equality for women's football and this, but now it's just becoming, oh, all the officials can only be women, all the journalists can only be women, all the coaches can only be women. It's not actually equal at all. It's just becoming like a women-only space. But that was never the fight that we were trying to fight.
Yeah.
There should be, obviously, both. And the same as we're asking to be involved heavily in the men's game, whether that's punditry or whatever it is. Officials, there are some linos and refs that are obviously done really well. So why is it just becoming like, oh, women's football has to push on, has to keep growing, but men can't be involved? I'm not about that, really.
No.
And that's coming from me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You love men, don't you?
I don't have any male friends apart from my dad.
You are. No, I've heard a few stories I could share. I won't do it. I won't do it, guys.
And we're going to go to an ad break. Right, so I actually forgot we did this, but obviously we've always done a nice little segment called Red Card of the Week. It's been so long. Let's just do like a red card of the year, the past months without each other. I'm absolutely over the moon that this animation is back. With my hairy arms.
I thought you might have shaved them for this. Since it's been a while, I just thought you might have, but you've not got around to it.
No, because I said I'm just not going to shave them until I see Rusha again. Yeah. So they're just growing. Right, I'll go first, seeing as I've been humiliated first. My red card of the year, and to be fair, I've had quite a good year, but I'm just going to go with my injury, my ankle injury, because what else do I go with? Yeah. Couldn't think of anything else. So yeah, just very frustrating. The red card to the ankle that snapped in multiple places. Because I just missed like a big chunk of the season that I didn't want to miss. I was in an all right bit of form. And don't get me wrong, we're obviously still banging it for the final day. So it's not like I've got loads of regrets or the season hasn't gone well at all. But yeah, it was painful and I didn't like it really.
Yeah.
And now my ankle clicks and it's stiff and I feel old. So... To you.
Yeah. But you're getting on. You're getting better now.
Yeah, well, I took your advice on the WD-40.
Good.
Quick spray of that before training. More ice baths than I've ever done before. Because it's always throbbing. Sat down last night. We got back off the bus. And I sat down and I put my feet up on Bex. You know, you like crush your ankles. And one of my ankles was like huge. And I was like, right, get the peas out. Like, you know, just one of them where you're just like, it's fine, but it's annoying.
Yeah.
So that's my red card.
This will make you stronger, though. Don't forget that. Okay.
I mean, I've really learned a lot about myself.
Don't go through tough times.
In those dark days.
Stronger person. Okay?
Yeah.
Right. My red card is an easy one for me.
I wonder what it would
be. I'm just going to go straight to London City for mutually terminating my contract during the season because I wasn't good enough to play for them. You're miles off it, pal. You're miles off it. I wasn't that bad. Mm-hmm. You're smoking some kind of breeze. Anyway. That's fine. That's a straightforward red card to me. However, it kind of gets us in a great wee position right now to talk about last game of the season.
Oh my gosh.
We were calling it. We were saying, oh my God, this is going to go down to last game of the season. And it literally has.
I can't believe
that. Refreshing. Obviously, Champions League on, then refreshing the scores.
Yeah.
refreshing the scores just to see. And it's actually really exciting. What a way to end the championship season.
It was mental. It was like, it was going to happen. Like, no one was going to win it this weekend. It was always going to go down to that final day. And obviously, you're thinking, you talk about it all season. Like, oh, how good would it be? Like, and it's actually happened. I kind of can't believe it. And you go through waves of, like, obviously, you're really excited. And then I go through waves of being so stressed.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, has this actually happened? But yeah.
How is the energy, do you think, in the squad right now? Obviously, he's had the game there. And now it's like, you're going to go back and train soon. How do you think yous are all going to be? And how do you think, like, the staff? Because I think now this is time for staff where they actually get a bit like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'd say, like, it was a very exciting weekend in a way. Don't get me wrong. Like, you're anxious a little bit because I was also on the bench. So, like, when you're watching, you're like, oh, this is horrible. And you're, like, talking to people. Whereas when you're in the game, you're just, like, focused on the game or whatever. But, yeah, look, it's a tough place to go. Want to give a massive shout-out to Newcastle fans because, obviously, they're unbelievable. I don't know how many they had there, actually. I missed the announcement. But they were class. Singing, flags, like, packed, atmosphere was really good. So, massive shout-out to them because they're the games you want to play in, really. And, yeah, then after the game, obviously, it ends 1-1. We're waiting to hear the final score of the London City Durham game.
That must have been horrible.
So we're in the huddle and we're just waiting, like, is that game finished? Well, like, we're debriefing a little bit. And it's just, it reminded me a bit of men's football. Do you know, you see on them, like, final days of the season, you're, like, waiting for other results. And, yeah, when it finished 1-1 down at London City, we just had a conversation in the huddle, like, look, this is why we play football. Like, as cliche as it sounds, mm-hmm. like, at our home pitch against the second best team, first best team, we'll find out, in the league. How exciting. Let's go out, do our best, win it on the final day. Hopefully come on, score mm-hmm. a screamer.
Yeah. I remember when we played yous in at London City, at Bromley, and after it, yous had won, mm-hmm. and yous were, like, very happy, very loud, and I was raging. I was like, last game of the season.
Right.
Right? Remember this? Remember that feeling? Anyway, now I don't give a shit. Anyway, but... Actually, no, it's good because I'm like, it's two clubs that now are actually really pushing.
They've invested.
And they're investing.
They've both invested.
Birmingham came a long way from when I was there. When you were there back in the day. Then when I was there, all that.
Yeah.
You see London City, you've got Michelle Kang coming in.
Yeah.
And she's wanting to push London City.
Which is what she does.
Yeah.
It's good to see. Mm-hmm.
There's also a bit of me, it's like, for the drama and excitement, right, goes down to the last game. But I'm almost like, these two clubs you want to see in WSL and pushing and growing the league. But,
well, we're still not there yet. Obviously, one up, one down. So it's
I mean, you'd like to see St Andrews packed out.
I hope
that the club's really got to push this game.
I hope
so. Get the fans there
for
us.
There are any fans in the city, even if you're not women's football fans, if you're a Blues fan, if you're not a Blues fan, just get down because I do think it will be an unbelievable day. Hopefully it'll be sunny. It's the last one. We'll miss the football. Do you know what I mean?
So yeah.
Please come down.
Yeah. Good luck. May the best team win.
Yeah. I mean, I'm obviously going to score. I'm going to score a hat-trick. That's what I'm going to manifest. And then either way, probably go out for a few drinks, obviously.
Yeah.
Have to. But have you got a game? Will you be there?
I have a game on Saturday, but I've got stuff on, I think. Unless you can get a wee sneaky wee trip over just for the day. We'll see what can happen.
It'd be good to see the starts and fights in the stands.
Way.
Pitch invader.
Yeah. Streaker.
Exciting times.
Off the viewers. But yeah. And obviously I've got friends at London City as well. It's been a long, hard, grueling
season. Well, you've got friends at Blues as well, excuse me.
I'm just saying.
It's not just me.
I'm not trying to be bitter about it. Right. The situation is what I'm saying.
You're trying to be the bigger person. Yeah.
May the best team win. Yeah. And exciting times ahead. Roll on the weekend.
All right, so at the weekend, we asked for you guys to send in your questions and you didn't disappoint, sorry. We had loads. I don't know if you read through them all or...
Not all, I've seen a couple earlier on and then I've not went back to check because I like the element of surprise.
Right, okay, well, here you go. Okay. We've got some for you. Okay, so I'm really sorry for any names that I absolutely butcher. I'm doing my best. Marie Anderson, favourite holiday destination and where is still on your bucket list to visit?
Okay, fave holiday destination, I don't know. I always say that, I don't know. There's too many. I've been to a lot of amazing places in the world. But the one place I've still not been to that is on the bucket list that I can just see myself there in the Copacabana, playing football on the beach with the locals, Rio. Need to get to Rio.
We have to do that.
Yeah.
Especially with the World Cup.
Well, that's obviously in our head. Yeah. We've got the future. The dream is that we'll be going there.
We'll be playing in
it. Or Ireland will qualify.
Yes, 100%.
We're, we're going to play a watch. Yeah. Different story, but...
We will be there at
the perfect time.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rio's a great one. Oh God, what a question. I love Greece. every time I go to Greece, I'm like, Greece is stunning. It's not that expensive. You can pick and choose. Do you want like a really busy holiday or do you want to just go detached? Love it. I would have said Rio, but obviously you got there first. And the only other one I'm yet to do is like Africa, like a safari.
That would be unreal.
Unbelievable. I feel like everybody says that's the best thing they've ever done. Mm-hmm. And I would love to do that.
I feel like we could go there. You could jump out the truck and be like, right, run. And
yes.
I'll record you.
In the next segment, we're going to see if Lucy can outrun this lion.
That would be banner. Anyway, sorry.
I mean, we'll get that put in the diary for some time. All right, next one. Samantha, she said, what is your first memory of each other? Oh no, I know what you're gonna say.
Yeah, twat, absolute twat. That's what I thought. She's just, this clown came into camp and she's just, no disrespect, big English accent on her, and I'm like, who does she think she is? And then we got to a camp in in Spain, Marbella, and then I sat at a table, you and Dr. Harriet Scott.
Yeah.
And I was pissing my pants. Yeah. So it was like after that, I was like, okay, she's not that bad. And she makes me laugh. But you just have to earn your stripes. Yeah. That was it.
Oh, 100%. I knew that coming into the camp, especially with this accent.
I didn't shut up.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
No, for me, that was quiet. That's the scary thing. I was holding back. But I'm a grower. I grow on you. I wore you down.
Yeah.
And when I made you laugh, I thought, I'm in. I am in. And my life has gone downhill ever since. Okay? And now I have to see her once every 2 weeks or whatever it is. I don't really know my first memory of you.
Did you think fit?
Yeah, a little bit. I did think, well, obviously we've got to keep this professional, but if we didn't have to, probably would have asked you out. I'm used to the rejection, so that's all right.
Sorry, bitch.
I don't know. Obviously, just going into camp can be quite like an intimidating thing. But obviously, everyone was nice. Don't know what people were saying behind my back. It's probably a lot. But I do remember thinking that you guys were obviously like, you'd been there, you'd done a lot of work in terms of like growth. So I remember being like, yeah, legends. She's a bit batshit crazy, so we'll probably get on.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we ever met before that.
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
Like, would we play against each other or?
I don't even know.
Well,
I don't. We probably slept together. We probably have. We do not.
So. Didn't make a great first impression, did you?
Right.
Okay, next one. Kind of similar, I guess. What is the funniest memory you have of each other?
Oh, God.
That we're allowed to talk about.
Oh,
let me tell you. Yeah.
Because I've got a good one of you that I'm not allowed to talk about. It's disappointing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, your story. I'm not allowed to talk about banter, that one.
One day. Retirement. That is coming out.
Yeah. There's actually nothing to laugh about, really, because it's actually probably very serious, but it's banter. Anyway, fave memory of you?
Oh, well, yeah. God, there's so many. I did enjoy Australia. Surely we've got some funny memories from Australia. Guess not.
I actually had recently on popped up, now you've got your Snapchat and it came
out
with, like,
memories
and stuff.
Yeah, I love
that. It was like a random day this month that came up and it was me, you and Heather in Australia sitting having food and the bin checking.
The bin checking.
When you kept pretending you were Heather talking to the bin checking. And I was gutting myself. It's probably not even that funny, but it really tickled me at
the time. Yeah, to be there. The bin chickens are a memory we always talk about.
Yeah.
So that must be up there. Like when the one swooped down and attacked that kid.
Brilliant. Yeah. It was like, this is real life. What are these things? But we were so fascinated because we've never seen them before. You don't get them about these ends.
And apparently we're like, oh, this beautiful exotic bird. And it's not. It's an absolute terrorist of a bird in Australia.
And then after that, every time we saw them, we'd just set off. We'd just be lost all composure for 20 minutes. Okay, so let's say the bin chicken.
Yeah.
It's kind of a sad friendship, but okay. Okay, next. More of a serious one. Who is your dream guest to have on the show? And that's sent in, sorry, by Hannah Hewitt.
Who would you like?
I have said I would like Ian Wright.
Okay.
Obviously, Crystal Palace, Arsenal legend. Also just good guy. Knows his women's football. We've spoken about Jill Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
Who have we got? Who
she's
have we
just
got?
Too
that's
busy. With
yeah,
life
she's always
being a big
like, oh yeah, I'll get back
star.
To you. And then,
I would love to get like a legend of the WSL on. Whether it's like I don't know. Had Jordan on the kickback a while back there, so
yeah. Well,
but maybe like a Beth Mead then, or a Vivian Amidema.
Yeah, she'd
like,
be
they
good.
Would be unreal. I think just because
they'd hate me as well, which would be so
entertaining. Probably.
They'd find me so. Who is this? I'm like, actually, I played in the WSL once.
I've got your shirt.
Yeah. Tackled you that one time.
So I think they'd be great to get on. Yeah. What about anyone who's like not football related, like completely random celebrity, maybe?
GK Barry.
Yes.
Yeah. So we get GK Barry and Ella Rutherford she on would be together. Funny. She'd be Bants. And now obviously she's a wag, big time wag.
Big time wag. So she knows
they're promoted
about.
To championship now.
Yeah, I saw that. Twitch,
yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah, that would be funny. I think a lot of stuff would have to get cut. A lot of editing. But yeah. Look,
but that's
be
not
Bants.
Our job.
Yeah, it's not our job. It's good people do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Okay, next one from Kathleen. They haven't left the surname, so. Is Rusha still technically single, asking for a friend? Mm. Smooth, Kathleen, smooth.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I'm not single anymore, but what I would like to say, she's hanging on by a thread too, so she better get her shit together.
Really?
Or I won't be single, yeah. Yeah.
Heard it here first. Yeah. Have you told her that, or she just...
No, But I guess it's one of those things. It's like, look, and I'm being a good charity, taking Jade in.
Looking after
and she's
her.
Got a lot of work to do. Yeah. She's got a lot of training to do.
Yeah, even as a friend, I'm still a bit unsure of her. So I can't imagine how.
Yeah, and there's that thing. She is like, obviously, I'm a passionate Irish woman born in Scotland. You know, I've got that, and she's English.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So it's like she's got a lot of work and a lot of training to do.
A lot of trust that's got to be built.
So she needs to keep working hard.
She's well off of it.
Yeah.
So we'll keep you posted on that one. Mm. Let you know how it goes, Kathleen.
Back next week.
Yeah, won't take long. So thanks for everyone sending in your questions. Wish we had time to answer more, but probably would get us into trouble. We'll have to wrap it up. Thank you so much for joining us again, for coming back. We will definitely be back in the next couple of weeks. Anything you want to say, Roosh?
I want to say thanks. It's been lovely being back.
Oh, so nice.
Yeah, thanks for watching, people. But please like, subscribe, get in the comments, and let's keep this active because we're back. Back with a bang.